This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
To Carson and Kennedy. On Mix 104.1.
What'd you get into over the weekend? 617-655-1234. We'd love to hear all the things that you get into. It's usually more interesting than anything that we do, to be honest with you. We're kind of homebodies, so I like to go to bed early.
This makes for exciting radio.
617-655-1234. You can call or text the number. Share with us what you got into over the weekend. How about you, Kennedy?
Well, I'm here in our nation's capital, taking care of Mr. X, and I didn't really do very much, just did the taking care of. I did, however, on Friday, once I left the studios, I wanted to go see a couple of things. I wanted to go down to the Tidal Basin because cherry blossoms are just starting to bloom here, which is so beautiful. And I took one of those little scooters, and then I decided I wanted to go to the zoo because they have pandas here now that are new. And so I took the scooter. And I completely wiped out. Like,
oh, Kennedy, I love you, but you're dangerous on four wheels.
Not wrong, but I did really well up until this point. It was really funny. I saw the tree trunk coming out over the sidewalk, and I was like, brain, tell hands to hit the brakes. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I watched my body not do it. It was really wild. It was like being outside looking in. Like, why are you not doing what I'm asking of you? But. I'm doing all right.
Is there any threshold to be able to rent a scooter, or as long as you have a debit card, that's it?
As long as you have a way to pay for it, it is all.
They don't care any experience or age or safety equipment.
You got enough fingers to hit the gas and the brake, you're good.
Nah, pretty much. I mean, like I say, they only go 11 miles an hour. They have a governor on them.
Right. And, that's fast enough to take you out if you hit a tree stump.
Are you okay? How was the wipeout?
Yeah, no, I'm fine. It was messy because I was also carrying like my big bag around my shoulders and stuff. But I'm fine. Geez. I'm just a little bruised, but I'm fine.
Right,
you know, I'm
right.
Fine. We persist. There's way worse things that could have happened. I'm fine.
Oh no, it could have been a lot worse. You're right about that.
Did you go to pick him up? And he was like, "What happened to you? Do you need to be here as well?"
No, I tried not to say anything. But then once I got him home or whatever, and I was like, I was favoring one leg over the other. He's like, "What did you do?" And I like showed my knee, and it was pretty banged up. But it's all healed up now. I'm doing fine. Everything's fine. We'll be fine.
You're not the only one that came to work injured this morning. I threw out my back over the weekend, and I did. Pretty much nothing. I did play basketball Saturday morning, but I played basketball and I was fine. I think I threw out my back walking home. Like, I don't know if I stepped off the curb wrong, but all I know is I got to the house and I had to eat some ibuprofen. I was pretty much eating ibuprofen all weekend long. And
are you alternating ibuprofen with something else? You shouldn't eat it all by itself.
Beer.
You should alternate. No.
Are you supposed to alternate ibuprofen?
You should.
Yeah, you have two and then you have four. Yeah. And then you have two, and then you have four. I don't know how any of that works. And you know,
we're not doctors here.
And you know, and I mentioned this earlier after the debacle of how I treated Lana when she was homesick. She was not in the compassionate caregiver mood.
How shocking!
It's funny how quickly that came back.
Just weird.
Yeah, yeah. But it gave us a chance to watch some great television over the weekend. We watched The Irishman. Which is,
that's your whole weekend right there. That's 72 hours.
It was three and a half hours long. It is so good. It is such a fantastic movie. I forgot how good the movie was. And then we finally started on season 3 of The White Lotus. And I got to tell you, it is just wild. I don't even know what's happening yet. It doesn't seem like it's going anywhere. But then finally by episode 3, it finally starts to go somewhere. So A text from the 774 totally pegged Carson to have fallen off the scooter. Ha! Nope.
It's all right. It happens to the best of us.
Was you not know. Me.
It's okay.
It was not me. Poor Barrett had lacrosse practice on yesterday morning. And you remember how cold it was yesterday morning? I think it was like maybe...
Like 30 degrees?
Well, it was probably felt like 15 or 20 with the wind and all of that stuff. And he came back and he had purple hands. And we're like, that sucks. Take a shower. We got to go to church. All right.
Jesus doesn't care about your blood flow getting the pew.
From the 617. From the 617. I tripped and fell walking yesterday. And boy, concrete doesn't tickle.
It does not.
Let's see. From the 716. I was sick all weekend. So I just sat on my couch. I napped and binged watched The Handmaid's Tale in preparation for season 6 release. That is Michelle from Buffalo.
I've never seen
some
that show.
Uplifting stuff.
Right. Yeah. We all watched some very uplifting stuff over the weekend.
I feel like we're already in a dystopian future, so I don't need to watch it on TV.
All right. 617-655-1234. You can call or text that number. What'd you get into over the weekend? We'll find out what producer Dan did. And again, if you want to share your 617-655-1234, it's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.